Welcome to the Gorman Crossing Geek Squad podcast. This week, listen to what the minor geeks have to say about their favorite books.
My favorite story is How to Eat Fried Worms. It's written by Thomas Rockwell. This is my favorite story because it tells that a kid was getting picked on. So the bully made a bet with the kid, and the bet was to see if the kid could eat 10 fried worms. Another part of the book that I really liked was when one of the bullies fried and made the worm really disgusting. When the kids were cooking one of the worms, they destroyed the kitchen they were cooking in. The only thing was the kid couldn't throw up because if he did, he'd have to shove worms in his pants and walk around school. The kids had to make another worm, so they did it at another bully's uncle's restaurant. They caught the stove on fire, but they also got kicked out of the restaurant because they got caught. The bully that fried the worm made it really hot. At a different restaurant, the kids fried a worm and put it in an omelet. As they were leaving, they saw their teacher at a table. Her teacher thought the omelet was his and grabbed the plate from the boys. The teacher ate the worm. At the end of the story, the bully kid became friends and both of them put worms in their pants. That's why How to Eat Fried Worms is my favorite story.
The reason that I like Geek, Dark, and Dangerous is because it's a ghost story, and it feels realistic to me. Also, the book can even scare my little brother. Another reason is that it was a challenge for me to read 22 chapters in a book. The last reason is that it can teach you a lesson to tell the truth each time you do something bad. Those are the reasons why I like Geek, Dark, and Dangerous.
Meet Felicity is about a girl in the year 1774. Her name is Felicity. She is a very confident and joyful girl. She loves to horse ride. But she does not feel the same way about stitchery or practicing handwriting. When Felicity hears about the new horse in town is being cared by Jiggy Nye, she gets upset because he is a cruel man. So at night, Felicity sneaks out, names the horse Penny. They fall in love with each other, but one night Felicity took her brother and sister, and they made lots of sounds. So Jiggy Nye went outside. But luckily, they got away without him knowing. Felicity knew she shouldn't go back, but all she can think about is Penny. Then one fairy night, she went back and got caught red-handed. Jiggy Nye threatened her. She was sure scared by then, so she stopped going for a long time. It killed her not seeing Penny, so she went back, took Penny on a ride. But Penny had other plans. She wanted to free herself. She was heading for the biggest fence and was about to jump. Felicity thought she could not do it, but she did. She had freed herself. But once Penny was about to go in the wood, she stopped and turned to Felicity. Felicity said, "Go ahead, be free, Penny, be free." So she went ahead and went. The end. Author Valerie Tripp. This is my favorite book, Meet Felicity.
Thanks for listening to the Gorman Crossing Geek Squad podcast. Check back next week so you can hear what the major geeks have to say about their favorite books.